Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Hello, everybody, and good afternoon, and welcome to Giants Baseball, talking baseball here on a Saturday as we get ready for an interleague game, the Bay Bridge Series between the Giants and the A's. So good to have you with us. It's been quite a week of baseball here for the Giants. Not a good week. They come in here against the A's, losing 4 straight. Meanwhile, the A's have sort of turned it around a little bit, and they have won 6 of the last 10. So the Giants trying to break that 4-game losing streak today as they take on the Oakland A's. For the Giants, they've lost 12 of 15. And just to put it in perspective of where they are, not much done at the trade deadline. We'll talk about J.D. Davis, who already is looking good with the home run ball. And as I said to FP the other night, if this guy played in New York for 3 years and didn't get run out of town, he's got some talent. So I like what I saw with J.D. Davis so far. I do. I think it's good. By the way, the Giants should have some players coming back this weekend from the injured list. Crawford, Longoria, Jock Peterson, Estrada should be coming back this weekend, or Monday the latest when they play San Diego. And probably Bryce Johnson, Villar, Dixon Machado, who's done a nice job at short catching the ball. And maybe Luis Gonzalez will be heading back to Sacramento as he's made a number of mistakes on the bases, although he still swings the bat pretty well. Well, to put in some perspective where the Giants are right now, first of all, away games, they're 22 and 28, and they've lost 7 straight on the road. The last win on the road was against San Diego. They took the last 2 of that 4-game series down in San Diego, which they will be going to on Monday, taking on the revitalized, the new San Diego Padres. We'll talk about that during the show today. But the A's at home are 17-33. The Giants away are 22-28. So neither team has got an advantage, either being on the road or being home. The A's have really struggled offensively. All right, the Giants are 51-55. The A's are 41-66, and this is the Bay Bridge Series. All right, now, let's look at the standings so we get an idea of what's ahead here and how important these games are. Now, as I've said, the Giants can ill afford to lose many more games here, especially to the teams that are ahead of them, because those teams are sort of in a mix here. And let me put the perspective for you here. The Braves have 43 losses, the Padres 48, the Phillies 48, St. Louis 48, and Milwaukee 48. Now, those are five teams for 3 playoff spots, the wild card spots. The Giants have 55 losses, so they are 7 back in the loss column. So as I said, the Giants can ill afford to continue this losing streak. And they've got to put together a winning streak of their own. They've got to win 8 of 10, 9 of 12, or something like that to stay in this wild card race, because all these teams ahead of them are not going to lose. And once you lose a game, you can't get it back. So 55 losses for the Giants, and the 5 teams ahead of them, 43 for the Braves to 48 for Milwaukee. Milwaukee and St. Louis are tied up. By the way, St. Louis won a big game last night against the Yankees, coming up with 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th to beat to come back and beat the Yankees. That was a big deal for the Cardinals last night. Now, in the American League, as let's take a look at now the A's are not in the picture at all. But you want to talk about a wild card race. Listen to this. There's three spots available. You got Toronto, Tampa Bay, Seattle, the Orioles, Cleveland, the White Sox, and Boston. Toronto's got 47 losses, Tampa Bay 49, Seattle 50, the Orioles 51, Cleveland 52, the White Sox 52, and Boston even 54. So how about that? Baseball put in this third wild card, and they did the right thing because it keeps everybody in the race here. So it's time for the Giants to get it together. They really do, and we'll talk on our Perry's preview about today's pitcher, Carlos Rodon, who's been terrific for the Giants. Giants didn't do much at the trade deadline. They traded Trevor Rosenthal and Boyd, two injured players, and got a couple more minor leaguers back. They traded Ruff for Davis and got three more minor league pitchers there, including one that they lit up for 9 runs in about an inning and a half when the Mets were here earlier in the year. So not much of the trade deadline for the Giants as they're staying where they are. It's hard to say, are they buyers or sellers? Not sure what they did, but they're trying to stay in this race. Let's look at statistically the two teams just to give you an idea. The A's are hitting 215. That's last in Major League Baseball, and their on-base percentage is 276, which is 30th and last in baseball. So those two numbers, the 276 is one of the lowest in the top 10 all time for on-base percentage. Now, it is getting better. As I said, they've won 6 of 10. They're starting to look a little better. Sean Murphy is their best hitter. Seth Brown hit for home runs, and Murphy for RBIs. So that is where they stand now. The home runs for the Giants. They played 106 games now. They have 121 home runs, so they're getting close to 1-1. And last year, of course, they hit 240 home runs or more in 162 games. So the long ball really has left the Giants lately. Hitting 234 as a team, their ERA is 394. The A's, to contrast it a little bit, and look, the Giants are a more solid team than the A's, but the way the Giants are playing and the way the A's are playing, these two games are going to be important, and the Giants are going to have to take care of business with their aces going, and that is Rodon and Webb tomorrow. Standing-wise, now that we talked about the wild card, the Mets have a 3.5 game lead over Atlanta, 9 over the Phillies. St. Louis and Milwaukee are tied for the lead in the Central, so we'll see where that ends up. One will be a wild card team, I would imagine. L.A., boy, how about this, 13 and ahead of San Diego, and the Giants 22. Big doings in Los Angeles last night. Of course, I'll talk about Vin Scully as the show goes on today. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful tribute to Vin. And Dave Roberts made just a wonderful speech last night before the game as they honored and remembered the great Vin Scully last night at Dodger Stadium. Well, the Padres came in with Juan Soto and a tremendous amount of excitement, Josh Bell as well. And the game got off to a rousing start. Sean Manaea got lit up right away in the first inning. 4 runs. He was gone after 3 or 4 innings with 8 runs given up. And the Dodgers pasted the Padres 13-1. So you can have all the All-Stars, and Soto is there, and there's all the excitement that is created in San Diego. Tatis, by the way, on a rehab assignment. But you have to go out and pitch. And Manaea had absolutely nothing last night. Gonsolin went his 6 innings, and then the bullpen parade finished it up for the Dodgers. So excitement last night at Dodger Stadium, and the Dodgers just crushed the Padres. But the Padres made the trades, and the Giants are going in there Monday. And we'll have to see what happens there. But it's a good time for baseball. It's a time you have to put it together. When you're 7 back in the loss column, you just can't afford a losing streak, and you got to go out there and win 8 of 10. They still pitch pretty well. They pitch pretty well. They really do. And the bullpen is okay when they've got a lead after 6 innings. There's something like 40-2. And what can I tell you? You've got to score runs. You've got to hit. And the offense has really been a problem lately for the Giants. And that, I think, has contributed more than anything, because you make one mistake, and it costs you the game. You can't out-hit your mistakes these days. Fans, it's time for Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. And as I said earlier, it is Carlos Rodon going to the hill for the Giants today. And he's still here, still one of the best pitchers in baseball. He's 9-6 on the year with a 3 earned run average, 1.07 whip, and I'm sure he got a lot of action at the trade deadline. Giants just couldn't put anything together. It's his 143rd Major League game, his 135th Major League start. He's only 29 years old, and he's really had a fabulous season for the Giants, and hopefully that'll continue today against an A's team that is challenged, as I've said earlier, offensively. 21 games for Rodon, 123 innings pitched, that's 6 a game, 93 hits, only 41 runs given up, only 7 home runs the whole year, 39 walks and 158 strikeouts, all terrific numbers for him. Batting average against is .207, lefties .183 with a homer, and righties .213 with 6 of the 7 home runs. 14 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing, and if the A's can get on, and that is a challenge for the A's with that on-base percentage, they probably would try to run on Carlos Rodon. All right, lifetime he's 51-44, and of the 7 homers, he has given up 4 solo shots. In July, 5 games for him, 37 innings, 27 hits, only 3 home runs in the whole month of July, 11 walks, 53 strikeouts, and he did give up 16 runs, but he had a couple of those 5-run games in the middle of the month, and that skewed things for him. First time through, .214 with 4 homers. Second time, .209 with 2 homers. And third time, and we've seen him, he brings it in that third time through, .198 with 1 home run. Runners in scoring position, .217. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, .205 there. First pitch, 14 for 47. He's better than most with a couple of home runs. All right, have the A's seen him before? Their young shortstop, Allen, 0 for 1. Elvis Andrus, 1 for 14. Kemp, 0 for 3. He's a pain in the neck. Lowry, 1 for 9. Sean Murphy, their best hitter, really, 0 for 2. Chad Pinder is 0 for 4. And Stephen Piscotty, who probably will be a free agent next year, he is 2 for 8. The whole roster, 4 for 41 against Carlos Rodon. All right, so the Giants try to break this 4-game losing streak, and they'll go against a right-hander today. He's a young man. He's 27 years old, Adam Aller, 6'4", 225. The numbers are not going to be pretty, so get ready for this. It's only his 8th Major League start. He's 1-4 in the year with a .768 earned run average. The whip is 1.73. He's 12 games, 7 starts, 38 innings, 46 hits, 33 runs, 11 homers in 38 innings, 21 walks, and 28 strikeouts. Lefties, .255 with 5. Righties, .311 with 6. The OPS for lefties, 1.015. Wow. All right. Lefties, 10 walks, 9 strikeouts. So probably just maybe can't get that slider in to a left-handed hitter. Righties, 11 walks and 19 strikeouts. So maybe he's a little better on the right-hand side. First pitch, 7 for 25, not bad. 6 of the 11 are solo shots. Runners in scoring position, .302 with 2 out, .263, compared to Rodon with 2 out, .205. Big difference. First time through, .317 with 6 homers. Then it's second time through, .200 with a couple of homers. Third time through, watch out, .450 with 3 home runs. As a starter, as I said, he's been in relief this year for the A's, Adam Aller. .304 batting average, .373 on base, .680 slugging, 11 homers and 125 at-bats. The Giants have not seen him before. Giants are 7-6 in interleague. They still have got Detroit and Minnesota coming up. All right, in today's action, a lot of games to follow today, and, of course, some that the Giants are very interested in. Atlanta and the Mets, that is Odorizzi and Peterson. They've got a doubleheader there. Fried and Scherzer in the second game. Miami and Chicago, Lopez and Smiley. Pittsburgh and the Orioles, Brubaker and Voth. Washington and Philadelphia, Corbin and Suarez. Cincinnati and Milwaukee, a couple of lefties, Lodolo and Ashby. Then Mets. Of course, as I said, they've got that doubleheader with Atlanta. Their counterparts in New York, the Yankees are in St. Louis. It's Herman against the former Yankee, Montgomery. Colorado and Arizona, it is Senzatella and Kelly there. Clevenger there for San Diego, and Haney for L.A. By the way, the Dodgers, I heard this stat last night. They've gone 106 games. 61 of those games, a starting pitcher has given up one run or less. How about that? Gonsolin and Tyler Anderson, 23-2. 23-2. It's hard to believe that that happened. All right, more coming up. Susan Slusser of the Chronicle will join us. Looking forward to talking some ball with Susan, and we'll do that right after these messages.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.